Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. Kat came to me yesterday and she goes, Andy, I'd like to do a segment. I was like, okay, yeah. Pitched me a segment. I want to do a round of misheard song lyrics. So Kat is going to play the, because here's the deal. Sometimes with music, you just hear the melody. You don't always pay attention to the lyrics sometimes. And so you just start humming along and then you realize 10 years later, 5 years later, or in this case, maybe a couple months later, that you've been singing the wrong lyrics to a classic song, sometimes songs that we play here at Magic 95.1.
So the first one is BTS, Dynamite.
Okay.
This one I feel like says, should I tell you what I think they say first? I feel like they're saying, shining through the city with a little effing song. And this is not what it says. To me, sounds like it's saying a cuss word.
Okay.
But it is not. So the lyric to that is shining through the city with a little funk and soul.
Okay. Play it again. I'm going to listen for the correct lyric.
Right.
Now that you told me what it is.
It's funk and soul.
Not a bad word.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
This one you might get, you might not get, but this one says, living like a lover with a red iPhone is what I think that they say.
Okay. And what's the song?
This is Def Leppard with Sugar. Red iPhone.
It's with a red iPhone. Say it again. All right, do it again.
Red iPhone.
Living with a lover who's got a red iPhone.
Yeah, and it wasn't even invented back there, right? Yeah. No, it's living like a lover with a radar phone. What's a radar?
Radar phone.
A radar phone.
Hang on, play it.
He clearly says red iPhone.
It's a red iPhone. He was predicting the future. It's like a Simpsons episode. By the way, is that the best? Isn't that the best song? Isn't that what
Sugar?
Is it for girls to dance to at gentlemen's clubs?
Yes.
This is the best song of all time.
All right. The next one is Taylor Swift with Blank Space. And I think the lyrics sound like, gotta love these Starbucks lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Don't you hear it? Gotta love these Starbucks lovers.
I've always heard the lyric like that. I know she's corrected it. I forget what the actual lyric is. You can tell me in a second.
Yeah.
But I don't care what she says. It is Starbucks lovers.
Starbucks lovers. The real lyric is, got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. I can't stop hearing Starbucks lovers.
It's Starbucks lovers. We live in a Starbucks world. Every time she plays that song, I swear that Seattle company's cutting her a check.
That's right.
Now, you got to go back in time a little bit, but there is an 80s song by Martin Page. And as soon as I play it, you'll go, oh, yeah, I've heard that song. It's called House of Stone and Light. Sandy in the morning. Hi, go ahead.
Long time listener, and I hope you are going to do the one I think you're going
to
do.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming strong with it. Gonna come strong.
I don't want to ruin it for Kat, but it is fantastic. You'll never unhear it. You'll never unhear it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thank you for the call.
Yep. See you, bye.
Call House of Stone and Light. In the House of Stone and Light. Listen to it again. That's not the misheard song lyric. I'm just getting you familiar with the tune. In the House of Stone and Light. Here comes the misheard song lyric. I'd like for you, Kat, to tell me what you think is in Martin Page, the singer's eye.
Okay. It sounds like he's got, when I go, I got poop in my eye.
That's right. That's
poop.
Right. I hear that he's got a lump of poop in his eye.
Oh, a lump of poop.
All right. So he's singing about the House of Stone and Light. And he's got, listen, what's in his eye? Tell me it's not a lump of poop. When I go, I'm a lump of poop
in my eye. That's hilarious. A poop in his eye. When I go, I'm a lump of poop in my eye. Now I can't unhear it. I cannot unhear it. What is the real lyric?
All right, the real lyric... but it's a lump of poop, dude. It is straight up a lump of poop. The real lyric is, I'm going to open my eyes.
What?
I'm going to open my eyes, but I'm telling you, whatever he sang that day was about a lump of poop.
Basically, he stuttered, and it sounds like poop.
Yes.
Open my eye.
That's not ope. That is a lump of poop. It will forever be a lump of poop.
That's great.
Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. By the way, today is Kat's anniversary.
That's right. Wedding anniversary. He surprised me last night and told me, make sure I'm ready by 4:15 tonight, that we're going somewhere, you know, special before we go to dinner. And I'm like, what? Well, you got to tell me where we're going. He's like, no, it's a secret. It's a surprise. I'm like, what do I wear? Wear something comfortable. So I got it out of him, by the way. We are going to get couples massages tonight right before dinner. So,
and then you guys have a special dinner spot?
I don't know.
Okay,
no,
so that's still a mystery.
That's still a mystery, but I did get out of him like where we're going to go for that massage, which is nice. He did surprise me with that. I mean, I'm all up for a massage. Are you kidding me?
Now, do you guys, when you do couples massages, are you in the same room or not?
Yes,
in the same room?
We are in the same room. Typically, we are in the same room when it's a couple's massage. I think only one time we've not been in the same room.
My wife and I don't like it.
You don't?
We don't like being in the same room together during the massage.
Is it uncomfortable?
She says me being in there takes her out of it.
What? Seriously? That the mood isn't set with the low lights and the tranquil music?
No.
Do you moan?
Yes.
Oh, you're vocal. That's why. You're vocal during your massage. Okay.
I'm a moaner.
Oh, boy.
Look, I just think communication is important. It's important in marriages. It's important in friendships. It's important in business. This is a business transaction. Mm-hmm. I'm letting you know.
Now, I talk during my massage. Like, see, that feels good.
Yeah,
like,
you have to communicate talk. That, look, this is a problem spot. I'd like for you to... get in there.
Yeah, they ask me every time, you know what my number one spot is that I love rubbed? I love to get my glutes rubbed. No, that is a thing.
No, do carry a lot of stress there.
I carry a lot of stress in my glutes.
You ever somebody get your hamstrings are real tender.
Yeah.
And you work your way up to the old gluteus maximus.
I love it. I love it. And I feel weird. And finally, I talked to my masseuse about this. I'm like, hey, am I the only weird one that likes to have our glutes rubbed? And she's like, that's the number one area besides your shoulders that women want rubbed. Number one area besides your shoulder, your typical shoulders. Number one spot behind that is your glutes.
I would have never guessed.
Yes, women like their glutes to be rubbed. It's a thing. It's a thing.
You know what I like getting rubbed?
I can't look at you right now. I just can't. I can't even. Blinders are up. What?
At one time I had a masseuse rub this on me.
Like an oil or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Was it the hot oil?
It was hot oil. And I got to tell you, when they touched me.
Oh, boy.
I've never felt so much instant bliss in my life.
Oh, really? Where was this at? You got to tell me. You got to share this.
They touched my ears.
What? Your ears?
She massaged my ear. My lobe and my all the way around, like,
yeah,
she started like rubbing my ears
with a little bit of oil, and that just sent you over the edge.
I said, hello, if I could make a purr sound, I certainly would.
Oh my gosh.
And she goes, a lot of men carry a lot of stress there in their
ear. Oh, wow.
Yes. I was like, because we were listening all day, ladies. We were listening always.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, have fun on your date tonight. I'm interested to see if there's any noises. Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. All right, you guys ready? We're going to play Name That Sound. You can kind of play along with Kat in your car. You don't have to call in and win. It's sort of fun. This list comes out every year, and it has to do with trademark sounds. Hmm. You know how you can trademark a catchphrase, or maybe you can trademark your slogan. Like if you're Nike, just do it. Catchphrase, right?
Sure.
Those things are trademarked. Nobody else can use those without paying you first. That's what a trademark is.
Okay.
But what a lot of people don't know is that certain sounds are trademarked. And since we work in a little thing called audio, I thought I would play back some of these and we'll see if Kat can get any of these right. You guys ready? What show, movie, commercial do you recognize noise number one, which has been trademarked in recent years?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's so familiar, but I can't place it.
Ready?
Yikes.
One more time.
Oh, gosh, Andy. I can't believe I can't get this one.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Golly, I knew that.
All right, so noise number two is one of the most recognizable in television history, which is why it's trademark. Anybody know this one?
Oh, yeah. Is that NCIS?
Nope.
Oh. Hmm. One more time. Oh, gosh. I've watched this show a billion times.
Looking for Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Kat
That's
goes
it.
0 for 2.
Gosh, this
Here
is
we go
bad.
On sound number 3. This one everyone knows, right?
Go!
Yeah, The Simpsons,
there
right?
We
Homer
go.
Simpson.
Homer Simpson's doi is trademarked.
Go!
Okay, here's one that's also very common. You'll get right away. It's from movie history. Here we go.
Oh, I know this one, Andy. Darth Vader. Yes.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Kat redeeming herself.
Golly.
Staying in the same category of sounds that are trademarked, what about this one from the same movie franchise?
Lightsabers.
Did you say lifesavers at first?
Maybe at first, but I meant lightsabers. Somebody save me here.
All right, sound number 6 of 10. Here we go. What sound is this? This is a trademarked sound. This one's technically, I think, from movie history.
Oh, me Tarzan, you Jane.
That's heard from 1932. Tarzan,
wow.
The Ape Man. All right, what about this one? It's a commercial. You'll know it. What brand?
Aflac!
It's a duck on Aflac.
Yes.
I love that.
Here we go. What about this one?
You've Got Mail.
Remember that company?
You Got Mail. Yeah. AOL?
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've Got Mail.
Yeah, AOL.
Okay, finally, number 9, trademark sounds.
That's that little, that little dough guy. Is that the Pillsbury dough guy?
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah!
He,
okay.
Exactly right. He has a name, by the way. It's like, you know how Tony the Tiger has a name? The
really?
Pillsbury Doughboy has a name.
Douglas? What's his name?
What? Douglas?
Douglas? What's his name?
His name is... Well, you know what? I'll see if a listener knows it. 260-467-9500. Finally, this is the last trademark sound. That is the
60 seconds?
That is the stopwatch from 60 minutes.
Oh, 60 minutes.
That is the Pillsbury Doughboy. But for bonus points, and does anybody listening know the actual name of the Pillsbury Doughboy? It's Andy in the Morning. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is my name's Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. All right, Pillsbury Doughboy. What's his name?
I believe his name is Poppin' Fresh.
Poppin' Fresh Poppin' is exactly
Fresh.
Right. Yes.
Oh,
the Pillsbury
wow.
Doughboy's yeah. name is Poppin' Fresh.
Of course, because when you open up your biscuits, they pop.
They're Poppin' Fresh.
Pop right out. Boom. Fresh.
Boom. Sandy in the Morning, it's Magic 95.1. I thought today might be the day we start talking about our billboard mistake.
Oh, my gosh. You told me nobody would notice. You told me nobody would notice. I didn't notice this until after we did the photo shoot for that billboard.
Yeah.
And I flagged you down in the parking lot and was like, Andy, we got to go back. We got to go back. We got to turn around. We got to go back. You were in your car, almost pulled out of the lot when I alerted you as to what happened.
For those who don't know or have seen, we have a handful of billboards that announces Kat's arrival on the show. You know, Andy in the Morning, Magic 95.1. Kat is our new full-time member on the show. And so we have some billboards. Maybe you've seen some of our TV commercials as well. Well, we did the TV shoot. And then a couple days later, we went back and did the shoot for the billboard. We're wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
But there's one mistake that not many people can notice, but it is worth pointing out, that's on the picture. And it's just good to know. Kat's zipper is down.
It was completely down. Like, it was all the way down. I got in my car and I looked down to buckle my seatbelt.
Yeah.
And as I clicked it, I was like, oh, dear Lord, what did I do? And I flagged you down in the parking lot. You're like, Kat, nobody will notice. It's not a big deal.
I don't think anybody does notice, by the way.
Well, you know why? Because the billboard company noticed it, and then they doubled up on my belt buckle, like, to fill in that space towards
they did?
The bottom.
I didn't hear that was the solution.
Yes, that was the solution
to
it.
So the billboard company noticed your
noticed
pants
it. And so they printed an extra belt buckle to, like, go
over
the zipper that is clearly unzipped.
Down.
Now, okay, you see the tracks. You don't see, like, what color of underwear I'm wearing or anything like that. But, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was an interesting take, because once you showed me, I was like, because you know how it is with women's pants. It's like the zipper is like an inch long. And
yes.
It's like, oh, I was like, you're not going to see anything. But apparently the billboard company did.
The billboard company fixed it for us by like doubling up on it. Oh my gosh.
So if you see our billboard in town and there's a handful of them, if you spot them, one of the things that you can at least look for, you won't be able to see, but just know in your heart that Kat's zipper is down during that photo shoot.
Oh my God.
Oh, you made it memorable, sweetheart.
Oh, boy, I sure did, Andy. And I'll never listen to you again.
It's Andy in the Morning. If you don't know which one I am on the billboard, I'm the one with my pants fully zipped. It's Andy in the Morning. It's Magic 95.1. You know, about once a year around Halloween time, about the middle of the month, people are anxious to start carving their pumpkins. So we have ways to make your jack-o'-lantern last a little longer. Some of them are obvious. Some of them not so much. Some of them are potentially dangerous. So there's always that. For example, one of the ones is if you don't do anything, the pumpkin just kind of caves in on itself after a couple weeks. And then your kids are bummed. Especially because you go around trick-or-treating, man, you see a bunch of sunken in faced pumpkins on some of those
the
days.
The mouths on them look all gummy.
So you're supposed to carve your pumpkin in theory, the week of Halloween, but nobody can really wait. Hairspray, have you heard about that?
No, hairspray, that's a new one for me.
You're supposed to spray the inside of your pumpkin with hairspray. It sort of acts as a sealant so that it lasts longer.
I don't know if I recommend that, Andy. I mean, think about it. If you're putting, like, fire inside your pumpkin, if you're putting a tea light to light it and then you've got hairspray on the inside, wouldn't it catch fire?
Yeah, that's why I said some of these are potentially dangerous, including that one.
Okay.
So you have to do it with a light that's like one of those light bulbs or
like
battery.
An LED light.
Yeah.
Okay,
if you do that, your pumpkin will explode in your face. So you don't want that.
That's a nice disclaimer. We probably need to tell people.
Smear the inside with Vaseline is probably the most common. How about this one? You put a cup of baking soda inside. The baking soda absorbs the extra moisture and helps the pumpkin last longer. Bringing it inside at night, like I said, also helps keep the morning dew away. I don't know. Who's got time to bring in my pumpkin? Spray it with bleach and water.
Bleach. There we go.
I've heard that one before.
Yes.
Have you done the bleach one?
Yeah, dunk it. We used to take a big gallon bucket of bleach and water mixed, and we just dunk the pumpkins in there rather than spray them.
That's a better way to do it. Yeah, spray the whole thing or dunk it. Should keep bacteria and mold away. There you go. Those
also
are some
vinegar. Vinegar helps keep the mold away, too.
So those are some of those old-fashioned, old-home-time, Pinterest-y sort of remedies to do.
Are you keep the seeds or throw the seeds away?
I always try to bake them. And then here's the thing, and I'm never very good at it, because pumpkin seeds are very easy to burn.
Oh, they're extremely easy. You got to let them dry out, though. Is that what you're doing? You're letting them dry out on a cookie sheet. Let them all dry. Pick out all that slime in between there.
I keep some of the gunk on there. That's called flavor.
No. No! Yuck!
Yeah, if you wash them, then they're just like,
maybe that's why you burn your pumpkin seeds.
I keep some of the gunk. Yeah. Ew. Some of the gunk is flavor. Hang on. What do you do? Does everybody wash them? You keep some of the gunk on, right?
No. You pick all that gunk off there.
Who's got the time for that? Oh, what do you need? A strainer? No, I don't got time. I leave them out there and then I just throw. Yeah, wash them off a little. But if you got some gunk,
that's extra flavor for you. No.
Why not? Eat pumpkin pie. I can have a pumpkin string.
Yeah.
Fine.